And, you know, purchasing guys will do that. So once they allow you to bring something in and drop it off, then that opens the door to saying, well, can you tell me who actually is going to get this stuff? And things like that. Generally, if a purchasing guy asks you to get a quote on his stuff, you are and will not divulge who the people behind are, then you're not up in the preferred supplier group for sure, and more than likely you're going to be just spinning your wheels. So if you suspect that that's the situation, you could say to the purchasing guy, well, let's say we do quote this thing, Matt, and provide you our pricing on all these things. What will happen next? And a guy says, well, if you're the low bidder, you'll get the order. Then you'd say, well, then there's no sense in us going any further because we're never going to be the low bidder. And that's a way to get out of it, in my view, in a professional fashion, rather than go through the rigors of going quoting 100 items or 500 items or something like that. We're never going to be the lowest in terms of the price, but I'll tell you what, if you place your order with us, we'll be the lowest cost to you, and that's what we want to get out our thing with the battery and show them that, show them our tester report, and so on. But you're not going to be spending time quoting something where they won't even tell you the guys that are behind, and that's some techniques you can use for that. Any comments on that? Okay, let's move over to page 48. Overcoming objections. Generally, the first objection is not the real one. So they may say something like, your price is just way up there. You know, you're just way up there on the price. And so if you realize that the first objective generally... And sometimes a guy might not have the right authority. You know, he might have the, you know, he might not have ran it through his boss and all this kind of stuff or whatever. And so he'll give you a smokescreen and say it's not the right thing. He'll tell you what he is his objection, but it might not be the real objection. So sometimes a test or a trial could be helpful. You could say to him something like, well, I understand you're concerned about the performance of the thing. Maybe I should bring some parts over and we can bring some inserts over, we can run some tests, and maybe that would help. So sometimes a trial can be helpful. If there's an objection, you generally want to try to get that face to face as opposed to on the telephone. So if you send something into somebody, I like the idea of delivering proposals and explaining them and all that sort of thing as opposed to mailing them in or shipping them in or something like that. Go and explain them, give them all the stuff that he'll use to explain it to the folks that work with him, and then if there's, then come back and we say, how do we look? Well, you guys aren't looking good. Well, I wonder if I could come in and talk to you about it. So go in face to face and see if you can't talk to him. Now, please don't ask the customer why. You notice I got this thing in a box. Say to him, you must have a good reason for that. Can you share with me? That's just as, I read that one in an article one day and I thought, geez, that is a nice way. Listen, Jim. We went through all your stuff, and you're not going to get it. Oh, well, you must have a good reason for that. I wonder if you could share it with me, and may I stop by, you know? So you try to get over there, and you could say something like that. And even though an order is gone, I mean, there's been people have resurrected orders that went to someone else. They've changed it, and that can happen. So don't quit until it's totally committed to someone else. You might be able to turn it around, and that does happen. Stop and confirm what you heard. Let me make sure I understand what your concern is. You're concerned about the price of this thing. Is that really what your concern is? So you can, say that, and then you can go into something. The thing I like the best is what I have listed here. It's the second bullet from the bottom of the first group, and it says confirmation and leading. That's, to me, that's the system that works the best, and that's where you go to a customer. Sounds like you're concerned about the price of it, and then you're going to lead him. Well, that's a valid concern, and I'd be concerned about the price if I were you as well. However, and now you can lead him into, whatever you want to do. So that's the confirmation and lead technique for dealing with objections. What customers don't like is they say, I don't like the chip control with that stuff. And then you tell them, what are you talking about? Chip control with that stuff is great. Now you're in a confrontation with the customer. Much better way to handle that is by confirming what he said. So chip control is a concern you have. And that's a valid concern. And chip control can be horrible. And I understand that too. But let me tell you something about the special chip configuration, chip groove configuration we have and how that might work better. Maybe we should try it out. You know, and such a much better way to handle a situation than trying to take them on. I know more than you. What are you talking about? Those kinds of things. You should always try to summarize when you have a call. Every time you go to a customer, Joe, is it all right if I recap the things we talked about today? Because I know we spent a lot of time talking about different things. It seemed to me fundamentally that one of the things was you were concerned about chip control on that one job, and then it was the cast iron thing. So just summarizing before you leave. And then I like writing a little email. And I know it's a pain. So what you can do is you get out in the car and you're in the parking lot, you could just jot down some notes. Like, you know, so when you write a summary email to the customer, it's very professional. A customer gets an email after your visit or whatever, and you say, you know, this is what we talked about. It's all, you know, and then sometimes you agree you're going to bring them that, you're going to give them this next time or whatever. And you got a little record of that. And it creates the image of professionalism. And quite frankly, I don't see how in the heck you can be in business with telling people you're going to do stuff unless you confirm it and write it down.